always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Dangerous hard work going on in the Central Texas flood zone.
We've been finding remains since day one, and it continues now. Sometimes it takes rappelling. It takes getting down there. You have to be very, very careful.
Local fire official Razor Dobbs, Texas Senator Ted Cruz.
Camp Mystic, the river is hundreds of yards away from the cabins. There's a lot of space there. And yet you looked at the cabins, and in the cabins, there was 8 foot of water.
Camp Mystic's emergency plan was approved 2 days before the flooding. At least 3 deaths are reported in New Mexico flooding. Philadelphia has worked out a tentative 3-year contract with striking workers. Reporter Ross DiMattei.
Union workers, some 9,000 of them here in the city of Philadelphia, could return to their job sites as early as today. And that includes picking up the trash that is mounted all over the city of Philadelphia.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced a multi-state coalition secured a court order blocking the Trump administration from withholding federal funding for roads and highways from states that do not assist in federal immigration efforts. The preliminary injunction was granted by a judge from the U.S. District Court for the District of Rhode Island. Attorney General Call said transportation funding should be used to improve transportation, not leveraged to try to steamroll states into furthering a separate policy goal of the Trump administration. There's a recent report about emergency services across the state, and it isn't good, especially in rural areas. But a new program may provide some relief. Harry Barr tells us more.
If you're facing an emergency, you want to know you can count on your local EMS and firefighters to help. But the results from a survey of Wisconsin fire chiefs shows there are problems, and it ranges from responding to calls with less staff than required and not having enough funding to pay the expenses. UW just created a rural EMS outreach program.
Service that's provided by the government for the betterment of the There's different ideas on how to fix it, but there's a general consensus that there's a lot of challenges in this space, there's a lot of funding issues in this space, and there's a workforce issue in this space. That's agreed upon. Just how do you get to those solutions varies a little bit, but I think that's more based on personal philosophy than partisanship.
James Small is now tasked with working with all sides through these challenges. His goal will be to increase the future sustainability of these important rural services.
I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News. You can find more news and sign up for our newsletter at WFHR.com.
The Brewers and the Dodgers, Game 3 today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens from AmFam Field in Milwaukee, where the Brewers and Dodgers are wrapping up their series. The Brewers winning again last night 3-1. Rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski throwing fastballs over 100 miles an hour. What was it like facing the Miz for the first time? Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
We hadn't seen him before, and the stuff's really good. The fastball is pretty special, and you know, it's hard to find silver lining when a guy strikes out 12 guys.
The game televised nationally on TBS. Announcer Brian Anderson interviewing manager Pat Murphy live during the game when he let out a swear word over the air by accident.
Murph, thanks for spending some time with us. We got to get your thoughts, what you've seen so far from your flamethrower, Jacob Mizorowski. Pretty elite stuff here. As
Get
sends
out.
One to left. Call
get
it,
out of here.
It's D. It's caught at the wall.
Yeah, it looks like you get it off the end a little bit.
That's the Brewers manager, Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Dry and sunny today, with calm winds and comfortable conditions with highs in the low 80s. And it won't be too humid either. That holds off until tomorrow, becoming more muggy, partly sunny, highs will make it to the mid-80s. Then a chance of some storms tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to like bring it back to people talking to each other about what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety.
CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as Pat Kreitlow of Mornings with PK and Trigvi Olsen, senior advisor at LP, joins us to discuss national and state issues and a what's worse on pizza.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It is a strange mystery, the power of words. Life is in them, and death. A word can send the crimson color hurrying to the cheek, hurrying with many meanings, or can turn the current cold and deadly to the heart. Anger and fear are in them. Grief and joy are on their sound, yet slight and palpable. A word is but a breath of passing air. That's Letitia Elizabeth Landon. It is Watch Your Language Wednesday. What are the most powerful arguments out there? What are the most powerful words? Where are we getting it wrong? We've had this discussion before. I want to transition it also to a discussion of power, but I'll dwell on words for a moment. We've had examples. Of course, there is the common example of right to choose versus pro-life. How can we be strategic about word choice? We had a call just the other day saying we should talk not only about climate change, which is a divisive set of words, but pollution, which brings more people together linguistically. I was counseled, it started out by being scolded at saying the word accident when instead we need to say crash. I have talked about how instead of saying shooter, which removes the harm out of the equation and makes the hero of the story the, in fact, shooter, rather than murderer or killer or gun killings or gun murders, which tends to be more accurate and reminds the mind of the harm being done, that how we describe things, the word that we choose, the words that we choose, sometimes the word that we choose, those words matter. And I like to check in a little bit on the state of our language. I also want to make sure that when we talk about language, we're not policing ourselves for its own sake. We're not thinking that the words themselves are the point. That, in fact, someone using the exact word is the objective. That, in fact, a course on an important social issue that we took in college should form, therefore, as a primary governance objective that everybody uses those same multisyllabic words. In fact, the best trial advocacy teacher I ever saw as a professor of mine, he was a visiting lecturer of mine. He was actually president of the College of Charleston at the time. He'd been a legislator, been a judge, but he was a guest lecturer at Harvard Law School. And he had, per day of instruction, I have more things that I remember that he taught than anybody else. And I only had him like 3 weeks. It was an intensive trial advocacy course. And he said, the English language is the language of Shakespeare. It's the language of Shakespeare, not only because Shakespeare was born in England, but he had this incredible lexicon with which to work. We have lots of words, and we have lots of words because lots of syllables. And we have lots of synonyms. And the reason we have lots of synonyms is because we have Latin words and we have Saxon words. We have words with Latin roots and Saxon roots. We have automobile and we have car. And when you can choose, choose the Saxon word. Car instead of automobile. It was very useful. There are many of us who at various times in our life know that our self-image or the image of others, maybe it's our profession, maybe it's our esteem, will be built in and built by other people's impression of our intelligence. And we want to sound smart. And so in order to sound smart, we choose the word that makes us sound smarter. With less attention, perhaps, to the word that is precisely most useful, or the word that will connect best to the person with whom we are speaking. And so we say automobile. I say, let's say car. And there is this discussion that is going on about how we use words. It comes up with pronouns. It comes up with various things that are taught in important and virtuous women's studies courses and racial studies courses that we have taken that we root for. And the mild irony, maybe more than mild, maybe it's powerful, but arguably irony, is that a very tradition that was rooted in our desire to be inclusive, to have a society where more people belonged, where the definition of human was more accurate, more loving, more welcoming, that in that pursuit, there has been a choice of, there's been a development of lexicon that itself can be exclusive, and in fact, even wielded for that purpose, to create a set of words that will make other people feel they're not quite as smart, they don't quite have as much virtue, they're not as much in on the joke, they're not one of the cool kids, or they're just doing it wrong, or they're dumb, or they're bad. Not because of their motives, not because of their objectives, but because of their language. Let's not use words for that. Let's use words to communicate, to persuade. Because what I was thinking about, and thanks also to the poem, I think about the intersection of words and power. Yes, words have power. Words can also be used to wield power. And I thought a lot over the last 3 years about language fights. And I don't mean the strategic language choices in order to be more persuasive. I mean the language fights. I mean the fights over people first language, which I am for and in favor of. And I think that came out of a misunderstanding. No, I want to say a misalignment of power in two different ways, at least. And to be clear, I am speaking about things. I'm going a little bit off the edge of my skis. I'm going a little bit to the edge here. It shouldn't be a dangerous topic, but it's a little bit of a dangerous topic. But I think there are two things, at least two dynamics going on. One, it's when there's enough power wielded around policy that people say, how about what we focus on is language? But worse, I think what happens is when people are feeling powerless and they know the current administration is not going to listen to them a lick about Medicaid, not going to listen to them a lick about, I mean, heck, this administration wouldn't have passed the ADA. Wouldn't listen a lick about how do we actually make sure Ukraine is safe? How do we actually make policy that is compassionate? How do we actually support people who need support? And if we can't win those fights, let's win fights of language. Ends up being a misapplied, in my judgment, a misapplied amount of energy, not because it's a wrong fight, but because it can miss a little bit of the context and the priority. It can misprioritize where we need to put our energy. When I'm talking about words and power, I'm talking about how do we win? Yes, how do we be more virtuous? Yes, how do we be more accurate? Yes, how do we be more precise? Yes, even how we can be more exclusive. Excuse me, inclusive. Ha-ha! How we can use language that isn't meant primarily to divide. Heck yes to those things. But understanding what are the bigger fights. And based on what we've heard, even on this program, over these last days, imagine two teams. One team wants to share power. The other team wants to gain and wield power. Which team's going to win? One team is focused on how we conduct ourselves. Another team is focused on objectives. Which team is going to accomplish those objectives? So yeah, I want to hear about language, but today particularly I want to talk about power. What are the levers of power? Where can we find them? Where can we advance it? How is it happening on the other side? And what might be some simple things we can do to wield more? We'll be back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, 202-808-9925. If you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD, and I'm one of them. I use their sleep gummies. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery really is the source to trust. So if you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like I did and millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Just visit CBDistillery.com and use the promo code Tom. That's CBDistillery.com, promo code T-H-O-M. CBDistillery.com. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
Does construction make you hungry? Sitting in the hot vehicle waiting to get through the next block or to be taken way out on a countryside detour? Maybe this summer you can turn that struggle into a new experience with El Cafe in Port Edwards. Cruise in for real Mexican dishes, homemade pies, and friendly faces. Relax in air-conditioned comfort and explore something new with El Cafe the next time you're stuck in central Wisconsin road construction. Put a little fiesta back into your day and drown the construction stress away.
The American cowboy is everything that makes this country great.
There's a freedom to being a cowboy.
Being a cowgirl is not a safe, easy path, but it's one that's very rewarding.
The American cowgirl is dedicated to her livestock. She's dedicated to her country, and she's dedicated to her family.
The American cowboy is honest.
We're the backbone of how this country was founded.
There's a whole lot of legacy that goes along with being a cowboy, and I'm honored to be a part of it.
Boot Barn, keep west.
It's time for the Summertime Quiz. Today's contestant is from just south of the Cheese Factory, off the trail near the tavern. Here's Stu Sample. Stu, are you ready?
You betcha.
This object can be found throughout central Wisconsin all summer long. It's private. You can use it for one or two things, and it's a great place to think or read. Name this summer object.
It's one of them porta-potties from Crockett Septic.
That's right, Stu. You win. Now, go cop a comfortable squat. For a clean, reliable, affordable porta-potty this summer, give Crockett Septic a call, 715-712-3456.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tank septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta-potties ready for you, too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
The day you become one with your partner is truly a special day for every couple. The Wisconsin Rapids Rafters want to add to your memories with their July 12th Renew Your Vows event. Bring your significant other as historic Winterfield is turned into the largest wedding in Wisconsin Rapids. Explore the wedding show displays throughout the concourse, bachelor, bachelorette party games, and a post-game vow renewal ceremony on home plate. Renew your vows with the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, July 12th at 6:35 p.m. at historic Winterfield.
Weddings are an exciting time, but they can be a lot of work and stress too. Let Belinda with the Bride Secretary custom design your wedding invitations that will make a statement and provide secretarial services that will reduce your stress. Custom invitations and stationery for weddings or any special occasion. You don't just need stationery, you need a secretary.
For more information, call Belinda at 715-340-2999 or visit thebridesecretary.com.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. And in our Mando voice, it doesn't say here to use a Mando voice. I just started using a Mando voice. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet. Mando's science-based formula is pH optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form. But Mando is powered by mandelic acid, critically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. Not for you? They'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide your first Mando purchase with code TOM at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with code TOM at shopmando.com. That's shopmando.com. We are back. This is the Tom Hartman Show, talking about words and power. And not to throw too much into the mix, but I said something yesterday I want to follow up on, and I do want us to attend to it today and tomorrow. I told you the story of my friend who wrote 50 Simple Things You Can Do to Save the Earth, and who then wrote years later 50 Simple Things You Can Do to Fight the Right. We traded emails the other day, and I encouraged him again, hey, what about 50 Simple Things We Can Do to Save Democracy? And he said, if you want to write it, I'll help you. I thought it might be something we could do together. And I mean, all of y'all out there. If you had your magic key, if you want to offer words, that's great. If you want to say places we're getting it wrong in terms of our language, I think that's great. I'll give you an example. It's not a death tax. It's a rich kid's tax. I like inheritance tax. Estate tax works, but it's definitely not a death tax. We know that, as Mark Twain said, and a hat tip to our audience member, Carol W., the difference between almost the right word and the right word is really a large matter. It's the difference between the lightning bug and the lightning. So I am interested in how we, in collecting our lexicon that will improve how we communicate to be more persuasive. That might be one of the things that we can do to save democracy, is smarter use of words. What are some others? If you have, one thing we will take calls on, if you have your one of the 50 simple things, it could be your one simple thing we could do to save democracy or to build power, we would take it. I do want to take your calls. Here's from Eddie, who might have one thing. Eddie from Toms River, New Jersey. Go ahead, Eddie.
Hi, I think I did something to help save democracy. From about a week after Election Day until now, I have stopped spending money. I have gone back to school food. I've switched from Whole Foods to Aldi's. I had money saved for a new kitchen. I put it into an annuity. My garbage bag every week when they come to pick it up is half the size it used to be. But I'm on a fixed income. I have an additional $500 every month left over just because I'm not spending their money. I turned off cable. That's it. I'm not going to add to Trump's economy. I just can't do it. And when it's all over with, I'll have plenty of money to, you know, go take a vacation. But I won't take a vacation in the United States while this man is president. I won't do anything. I'm done spending money. And And I'm helping. I'm helping because the less Americans are spending, the more it's going to hurt him in the midterm elections.
Voting with your dollars. Voting with your dollars is one of the smart things. And whether that's being intentional with where you spend, shopping with co-ops, shopping with people who have sort of pro-social, pro-democracy values, or just pulling back and saving money. The nice thing is, you're right. You'll save a lot along the way if you're saving an extra $500 on a regular interval.
That's great.
All right.
I feel like I'm actually doing something, you know? It's more than just showing up at a protest.
Eddie, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Simon from Minnesota, you're on the air.
Yeah, one second. Let me get you on. Thanks for taking my call. The one thing I find extremely challenging is from Minnesota, right? What's happened the last 2 weeks, last month in Minnesota? We literally had an assassination attempt. What did the media say? Call it a killing. It wasn't even an attempt. It was assassination and an assassination attempt. And yet, the media downplayed it. And there's anything that demonizes the right, anything that demonizes the Republican, right? They will not say what it actually is.
So you're talking about, to be clear, you're talking about the Minnesota lawmakers. Of course, you're in Minnesota, Melissa Ortman. And I'm looking at ABC News right now. Minnesota lawmaker Melissa Ortman killed, State Senator John Hoffman wounded in targeted political violence. If it is targeted political violence that results in killing, I'd need somebody to help me understand how that is not an assassination.
100%. Where you look at Trump's potential assassination, the media, that's all they used, Trump's assassination attempt.
Wow, Simon, this is a new one for me.
So it's so prevalent. Like it is very much noticeable now since Trump has negotiated or done deals with the media companies, how much they're downplaying anything that portrays negatively towards Republicans with the language. And yet, when it comes to Democrats, they're very quick to demonize.
No, Simon, I appreciate it. I keep a list. I jotted it down. Some of that list I get from this very audience, and I've added that to the list to be precise. I mean, not use assassination if that's not the word that applies, but also not avoid it if it is the word that applies. And somebody'd have to explain to me why the Hortmans was not an assassination. Thank you so much, Simon. Appreciate the call.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Calls are lighting up, 202-808-9925. What are things we need to do to save our democracy? And also, what are smart word choices or dumb ones?
With us today is co-founder of Native Path Collagen, Dr. Chad Walding. So glad to have you with us. Tell us about your company.
Well, Native Path, we're a company that is really all about aligning human health with the way it's designed to eat, move, and live. You know, we look at the past 100 years and we see a consistent rise in disease, specifically metabolic disease. That rise has been happening despite all our advances in technology and medicine. We really recognize and appreciate the timeless principles that are really appropriate for humans and human health. And what we do as a company is we educate people on nutrition and movement and lifestyle, and we help provide supplements to help fill in the gaps of the vitamins, the nutrients, and minerals that are missing in the modern diet.
And you do this with Native Path Collagen. What exactly is collagen?
Collagen is our hero product. That's the first product we came out with. And collagen is the most abundant protein in the body, right? It's what makes up the structure of your body, your tendons, your ligaments, the things that you look at, like your hair, your skin, your nails. It even makes up your bones and your gut lining. So it's extremely important to have collagen. And it's something that our ancestors would get plenty of with the way they ate, because they would eat nose to tail. They would take the bones of an animal, they would put it in a big pot with hot water and make broth, and that's how they would get collagen. But we're not getting near enough in our modern diet, because we're so bombarded with carbohydrates and fat, and not near enough quality protein, certainly not enough collagen. And collagen is something we produce on our own, but around the age of 20, that starts to decline. Around 50, it really starts to decline. When we're deficient in collagen, it accelerates the aging process, the weakening of the structure of our body. So it becomes really important to start supplementing with it as we get older. Consuming quality protein, specifically in the form of collagen, is one of the easiest things you can do that makes the most difference in your health.
It's remarkable stuff. Dr. Chad Walding, thank you so much for dropping by today.
Awesome, Tom. Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today at getnativepath.com.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Thursday, we'll talk to Sandra Goldshine of the Campaign for a Family-Friendly Economy about the real harm that's going to be done to families under this new federal budget.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Names have been released in the ongoing investigation of the double homicide and officer-involved shooting in Portage County. The two people who were killed by apparent gunshot wounds are Paula L. Schulfer, age 52, and Dale S. Schulfer, age 53. The suspect is their son, John L. Schulfer, age 35. All three lived in the home where the shootings occurred. When the incident happened on Sunday night, there were also two children in the home. They were located unharmed and released to a family member. The suspect, John Schulfer, has been booked on charges of first-degree intentional homicide. He was shot by a Portage County deputy when he exited the home carrying a firearm Sunday night. Schulfer was admitted to the hospital with serious injuries. The Marathon County Sheriff's Department is leading the death investigations, and the Wood County Sheriff's Department will investigate the officer-involved shooting. When investigations are complete, the Portage County District Attorney's Office will review the case. There's a group in Wisconsin Rapids who have been protesting the Trump administration since this spring. They gather on the East Riverview Expressway near Aspirus Hospital. One of the organizers said they had around 75 people that came out on Independence Day after President Trump signs what he calls the Big Beautiful Bill.
But a lot of people like me were really angry about the bill being signed. And there were a lot of discussions about that. And also, you know, what is it going to look like in a year on the next July 4th? Are we going to be celebrating or not?
Chris said many are worried about what will happen when people are kicked off Medicaid and other benefit programs. She said there were conversations around the implications of the tax cuts for the wealthy.
Mostly that we're giving these big tax breaks to the top 1%. And really that it's harmful to the middle class and poor people.
I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Dry and sunny today with calm winds and comfortable conditions with highs in the low 80s. And it won't be too humid either. That holds off until tomorrow, becoming more muggy, partly sunny. Highs will make it to the mid-80s. Then a chance of some storms tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our partners, like your local county veteran service officer, we can help access the benefits you've earned and the support you need. For more information, please visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Message sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to like bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, I'll be joined by Celi Flores, a DACA recipient. We'll explore what it was like watching the 2024 election unfold and what it's like now watching Donald Trump attack immigrants from coast to coast.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
For all of your support. Did you you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Welcome back to Tom Hartman Show. I am Jeff Smith. We are talking about words and power and the power of words and the simple things we can do. Some of them won't be that simple to build power, to save democracy. Let's go to Wayne in Brattleboro, North Carolina. Wayne, you are on.
Actually, right now, I'm an over-the-road truck driver, sir. Chris. Jeff, sorry, my apologies.
You can call me anything you
want. I'm in Stuartsville, Missouri. Stuartsville, Missouri. Jeff, I apologize. I believe one of the best.
I would say, as you gather your thoughts, if you're going to choose what to call me, I've thought of all the titles. My favorite is Eminent Archon. Okay,
Eminent Archon.
Don't do it. But there was a college fraternity in my college, and they had their composite, right? The picture of all their members, and you know, there's office holders in fraternities, right? And they called their president the Eminent Archon, and I thought that is of all the titles that I've ever heard, and I've heard lots of titles, Chief Operating Officer, you name it, lots of titles. Right, Eminent Archon, I thought, was probably the very most best. But go ahead, Wayne, what's on your mind?
Hey, my thought for the day for you was things to make our, to take our country back. You know, yeah. The people on the people, I'm not going to say left or right, the people that are, you know, the true patriots of this country need to quit being about talk and start being about action. Don't tell me, you know, somebody's, you know, something happened, a tornado came through, wiped out the house of a family, whatever the case is. Don't tell me, you know, my thoughts and prayers. Get your butt out there and actually help clean up, help these people get back to where they need to be. If you say, don't tell me, well, we support your troops. Well, how are you supporting the troops? Because I said, we support the troops. No, that is just something coming out of your mouth because you think it makes you sound good. If you're not actually out there doing something to support the troops, I was in the military. I am a veteran. I support the troops, and I support my children have been in the military. We don't support people by saying we support them. That does nothing for those people.
What are the actions you want to make sure that you want to encourage people do? Whether it's related to supporting veterans or otherwise, what are the actions you want to see people take?
There are all sorts of actions that we can take to actually be a mover and a shaker rather than to be just somebody that's, of course, you could join Habitat for Humanity. When you actually, you know, there are a number of different charities that you could help with that you could actually donate time towards for military, you know, veterans, affairs. There are things that you could do, you know, even going into a nursing home. You support the elderly, you know, go read a book to an elderly person that can no longer read because they can't see well enough. Volunteer your time. Be something. Do something. Don't just talk.
Do you have a favorite action that you've taken or that you are taking or that you're thinking about taking, something that you're either proud of doing or that you want to do that you think falls in that category of action that's worth promoting that we can plug right now, maybe encourage other people to do?
Literally everything I just said. I have literally done everything I just said.
Well, it's fantastic. You're a trucker, humanity. Yeah? You drive trucks.
Yes, I'm a truck driver today, yes.
Where are you driving right now?
Right now I'm taking a load going to South Bend, Indiana, out of Olathe, Kansas, an oversized load. I am hauling parts for I've been running a lot lately doing cooling systems for all of these big Google search engine places.
Oh, wow.
Doing them for these tech centers, doing them for Tesla batteries, these battery plants are putting in. That's actually what I've been doing the most for the past, I'd say about 6 months to a year. I've done a whole lot of that.
You ever been to a Jubitz truck stop?
To a what?
Have you ever been to a Jubitz, J-U-B-I-T-Z truck stop? It's not, it wouldn't be out in Indiana or the Midwest, mostly West, because I'm trying to think of how far east they even go, but certainly in my state. But have you ever been to a Jubitz truck stop?
I've never heard of that before. I've been to all 48 lower states, but I've never heard of that one.
So if you're in Oregon, you'll now that I've said it, you might see them. But they, I'll tell the story. Well, I'll tell the story now. The guy who started Jubitz Truck Stop, one of the brothers started Jubitz Truck Stop, ended up the way they made bigger money was by figuring out that they had a bunch of unfilled load, somebody would come and make a drop, and then on the way back they'd be empty, or they'd come through the truck stop and they'd be partially empty. So they got less in the truck stop business, and they ended up developing a program where they would fill and match, right, containers that needed to get into trucks with trucks that weren't fully full. The reason I bring it up, to your point of not just when I think about truckers, when I think of taking action, the way that Al Jubitz ended up spending the latter portion of his life was investing in peace, was by supporting pro-peace organizations and trying to make the world a little bit better. So I like your idea that while I do appreciate the power of words, I hope that what that does is spur action. Last word from you, Wayne.
Thank you very much. It sounds like that to me that they're working as a distribution in order to be more economical about putting loads together. Yeah. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
So more like a distribution center. But thank you very much. Have a blessed day, and I'll catch you on the flip side.
All right. Be well, Wayne. Let's go to Bob from Rome, New York.
Jefferson, should I say eminent archon? No.
No, don't do it. I really shouldn't have brought that up. It's funny.
I'm a
but
big
not
fan, and I share your worldview, but I'm afraid that I almost never hear, either here or elsewhere, how we get from a longstanding oligarchy, which is sliding towards fascism, to a democracy.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's three things we need to do.
Okay.
And almost everything else we talk about on the so-called left is a distraction, I think.
Okay.
They are, first, we need to choose representatives that represent the people. And by that I mean we need to have a voting system which chooses representatives by consensus, not division. The idea that if you win your primary, you win the election is crazy. Ranked choice voting in New York or Alaska or Maine is not the whole thing, but it's a good start. There are other ways you could do it. You need to have to choose by consensus. Second, you need representatives to represent the people. And by that I mean you need to have strong anti-corruption laws for our representatives, which are weak, and I could give examples on both sides, obviously. Third, you need to make it easy for everybody to vote to reflect those views. Most people across the political spectrum recognize the system is rigged, and it's rigged because their votes don't count because we're an oligarchy, and we always have been. Over to you.
I love your three things. The Larry Lessig used to say that my stuff, and at that time he was really focused a lot on campaign finance reform, key piece of democracy itself, would say, my issue is not the most important issue. Your issue is the most important issue. And whether you're talking about healthcare or education or the natural environment or the middle class or supporting the poor, your issue is the most important issue. But democracy is the first issue.
Yes.
We can't get there. We can't get there until we do that. And I loved your three of one. And what I would add to the sort of ranked choice voting, I would like to see a place try out star voting, which I think is sort of an amplified. I just tried it with my family. I think there's a website now called bettervoting.org maybe. And where it's like Yelp voting, like you give things stars. So you don't have to think about the ranking. Instead, you can say, oh yeah, I like that. That's a 5-star idea. That's not as good idea. Good. That's a 2-star idea. And then you just do it. And then it has and then it sort of, roughly speaking, adds them together, and it gets pretty similar results as ranked choice voting, but I think it's a little easier and gets a little sharper. Also like ranked choice voting, heck yes. Also like sortition, figuring out new voting systems. Second, strong anti-corruption laws. and digging in on campaign finance reform, absolutely. And it is one thing to the candidates and would-be candidates who are listening, the campaign strategists who are listening. That is a set of issues that can be won in challenging districts, that a supermajority of Americans want to make democracy and our republic less corrupt. And also, heck yes, voter access. Last word for you.
Corruption is a problem. You can't get your... Everybody in the House of Representatives says they think they shouldn't own stock, but somehow, under both Democrats and Republicans, that's not passed in 6 years.
Yeah.
And that's because they can't do even the minimum. You can't fix that until you get a consensus. Yeah. Jefferson, keep up the good work. I really appreciate what you do. Have a great day.
Thanks so much. I want to jump to Lynn, but Lynn, I'm going to ask you to stay with us because we're about to go to break, because I tried to take you yesterday and then you got cut off. So I just wanted to start up by saying yes. If I were a meaner person, I would say, hey, Lynn, sorry, we don't have time. We're going to break. But instead, what we're going to do is not the human being I'm trying to be. So instead, what we're going to do is stay with us, Lynn. I wanted to say hello to you and we'll pick you up on the other side of the music. Lynn, you're there. Yes.
Hey, Rick. They're on a break, so.
Lynn, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good. All right, we'll be with you just right now.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
You are listening to Tom Hartman. We're about to talk to Lynn.
How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise loves this stuff. She says it really works and has really noticeably improved her skin. Super C Serum is made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, and with noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E.com. Save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance.com/Tom.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Trump is again trying to have it both ways on agricultural workers. He says they're working on, quote, a temporary pass where the farmer can have a little control as opposed to you walk in and take everybody away. He's describing feudalism, where the people who work the land are more under direct control of the landowners rather than the rule of law. He wants the vassals. He wants the lords. He wants the peasants.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to like bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Missed your favorite show live on air?
It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wfhr.com/contest-terms. Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out.
You've probably heard the rumor that you can't regrow cartilage, but what if that were not entirely true? Science has discovered a unique protein that may help support...
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by... 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. It's the pregame show coming your way from Winterfield. Thanks for joining us today as I'm Austin Thomas welcoming you in, and the Rafters getting back home and, well, looking to snap what currently sits as a five-game losing streak, but they'll have... two chances today. It's a doubleheader against the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. The first game of the six games in a row played here at Winterfield prior to the All-Star break. So six games in 5 days coming your way from Wisconsin Rapids starts right now, and the Rafters hoping to claim at least one of these two games today against the Dock Spiders, who, well, the Dock Spiders have been struggling a little bit out of the gates in the second half, 4-5, but they are currently riding a two-game win streak sitting at 4-5, and the Rafters, well, their five-game losing streak right now, they're hoping to turn it around. It hasn't been too close these last couple of games, and so at the very least, hoping to keep it tight here today. And well, taking a look at last game specifically for the Rafters, it was an 11-2 loss against the Wausau Woodchucks. So the Woodchucks are in first place in the Great Lakes West. They are a very good team, and they continue to show off that offense. They had three home runs on the game with 14 hits, while the Rafters pitching really couldn't figure out how to stop them. And well, that's a tough offense to do it against. They've faced back-to-back really tough offenses with Wausau and Madison, who are both top three in the Northwoods League in OPS. And now they get to face another team who isn't quite as high in terms of OPS. So it'll be up to the Rafters pitching to see if they can show out today. And for the pitching, at least in game number one, Tristan Krusenberry, the right-hander, making his fourth start of the season, taking on the right-handed pitching Stormy Rhodes. And Rhodes this season, man, he has been good. But we'll give you more of a breakdown from him when we come back from our pregame interview. And that comes up next. Got a chance to talk with Luke Skinner. Going to share that interview with you in just a moment. And Skinner coming back from an injury. He's been working to get back into playing form and got a hit in last night's game, hoping to keep that momentum rolling along here as he works to regain that power swing that he had early in the season. So talking with him about that and just how the season's gone for him, that all comes up next. And then starting lineups and a starting pitcher breakdown to follow. This is WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Looking for comfort, convenience, and great rates? Come stay at Super 8 by Wyndham, where value meets hospitality. We offer corporate, group, contractor, and extended stay rates, plus discounts for AAA, AARP, military, and CDL guests. Relax in a suite or whirlpool room, or enjoy a poolside stay with full access to our indoor pool and kids' games. Planning a gathering? Our meeting space fits up to 40. Wake up to our continental breakfast, served daily from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. And don't forget, Lake Pekawa Park is just 5 minutes away. Book your stay today at Super 8 by Wyndham. Comfort and convenience, all in one place.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back in to the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters pregame show here on WFHR. I'm Austin Thomas, and joining me on the show, it's Luke Skinner. And Luke, I was a little bit surprised when I was looking back through the archives, and I saw that we had never done a pregame interview before. You've been here all season, but hadn't had the chance to talk to you just yet. But glad to have you joining us on the show today. And, you know, first question that I got for you, you know, it's been a long season, and, you know, you've had your ups and downs this year, but coming off a game last night, picked up a hit and you know, trying to get back on that right track and finding a slew of those in a row. I mean, what is it feeling like for you at the plate right now?
I'd say throughout the season, you know, there's been a lot of ups and downs. I've been able to get into a few baseballs, and I've also missed a few, and it's kind of trying to find that routine and that the time you can put in before the games, so you can set yourself up to be in the best spot. At the plate, you know, just there's been some times where I've been struggling, and it's just knowing that you got guys around you that want to work with you and coaches that care and want to be around to make sure you're getting better and you can get something out of the summer and go into my new school ready to go and ready to play.
Well, you know, you look at whenever you have succeeded and you've had those big moments in your Rafters career already, but, you know, still trying to make more of those, whenever you do see your successes, what is it that's working for you at the plate?
I'd say it's just staying relaxed. It's knowing that, not trying to do too much, and kind of just knowing that from what the work I put in before the game, the work I put in, you know, weeks in advance, that it's all kind of just trusting myself and not trying to do, like, make the moment too big and just honestly just taking a deep breath, relaxing, and just seeing it and hitting it.
Well, you know, earlier in the season, a couple of home runs for you, and you had that big three-run shot go ahead, one of the first games of the year. Do you remember those moments right now, and do you ever try thinking back onto those whenever you're at the plate here?
Yeah, I think, you know, definitely stepping up and just how good that felt, knowing that I have that in me, and I know that it can happen just with one swing of the bat, that I can get right back into it. And I think, you know, going into those, kind of having that feeling that it can happen again, it can always happen, and just knowing that just trying to do my job and make things happen.
You know, obviously hitting the home run is a great feeling, yeah. and you're going to try and do that. But do you ever think about, you know, power swinging versus, you know, contact swinging when you're at the plate, or is it always kind of the same swing for you?
I'd say it's kind of going with it. So, and I have had some struggles, you know, like pitches on the outside, getting too far around them and kind of hitting to the right side, or, you know, balls that should be hitting over the wall that I'm taking. And it's kind of just, you know, selective pitches, and I'm just trying to go with the ball, especially, you know, being a lefty, some of us get a little pull happy. Seeing those outside pitches and trying to drive them up the middle or make something work, even just moving a runner over.
And you're talking about pitch identification there. When you're going back and kind of looking at what you've done this season, how are you kind of analyzing yourself? Are you looking at advanced statistics? Are you looking back at watching film? How are you kind of preparing and trying to improve each game?
I kind of go back every game, and I just watch my ABs. I watch from the moment I step into the on-deck circle until I'm at the end of my at-bat. And I like to go back, and I like to talk to my dad and talk to the kids around me that, you know, are doing great at the plate, and just seeing what they see and just knowing that they'll be able to help me. And when I'm in the box, it's kind of just knowing that I can hit. I mean, it's there, and it's something that I've been able to do, and just trying to get back to it.
Yeah, and you mentioned getting back to it. Early in the season, it seemed like you had a lot of the power hits, and more recently, it seemed more like going through and getting the contact on them. In between there, you had the injury, though. What's it been like kind of coming back from that injury and trying to get back into the form of play?
I mean, I missed almost my entire school season with the injury, too. And so it sucks getting a couple ABs at the beginning of the year and then feeling it go again. And I'm right back to where I was for 4 months at school, and it's tough. I'm trainers every day, trying to get into chiropractors around the city and seeing people all the time, just trying to figure out how I can get back to how it was before the first injury started.
Yeah, and obviously it's got to be tough on you, but yeah. You know, you've got people.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats: family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Who makes it?